Chazar Zech and Nishmas Habachi Cheskel Shraga ben Rabbi Yehuda. Zech the Brachas Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara just said that when Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah allows the Balkari to say the Brachas, that means that he allows him to think the Brachas. Gemara now asks, in a Brachas, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that he may say the Brachas. Nachman Yitzchak explained that Rabbi Yehuda held that making Brachas or things like that is like learning Hilchas Derech Eretz, which we find in a Brisa, which Rabbi Yehuda says a Balkari, even though there are certain things he can't learn before going to the Mikveh, Hilchas Derech Eretz is something that even a Balkari without going to the Mikveh may learn. Brachas are treated the same way. The Brisa then says that although Rabbi Yehuda allowed other people to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz when they were about Keri, he himself was machmer on himself to go to the mikvah before even learning Hilchos Derech Eretz. Bryce says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira held that their about Keri does not have to go to the mikvah at all before learning. He learns this from the pasuk that compares Torah to fire, just like fire doesn't become tameh, so too the words of Torah do not become tameh. Nachman Yitzchak said, the world is noyig like three elders. Number one, like a reloi who holds that Reishis HaGez is only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, like a Rabbi Yoshi who holds that you only overclimb if you plant a wheat, barley, and grapeseed all at one time. And number three, like Yehuda ben Beseira who says that a Balkari does not have to be toivel in order to learn Torah. A Braisa says that if a Balkari pours 9 kavim of water over himself, he's tar. Nachamish Gamzu whispered that to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva whispered it to Ben Azai. Some say that Ben Azai then announced that publicly. The reason he would do so is to prevent Bittul Torah from people not learning because waiting to go to the mikvah, or to prevent Bittul Piriya Veribya, staying away from the wives because they don't want to have to be put in such a position. The other version is that he also whispered it. The reason he whispered it is because he didn't want the Talmidim to just always feel like they can have Tashmish whenever they want with their wives. Rabbi Yanai said, I've heard that some people are Makel, some people are Machmer, but you should know, he said, whoever is Machmer is Marichen Loi Yomav Ushnaisav. Rishu Malevi also said 9 kavim is enough for a Balkari to be able to learn, pouring it over himself. Rechanina said the requirement that he actually go into a mikvah is a tremendous thing because we find that someone was going to do an aver with a zayna, and when the zayna said, really, do you have 40 saw to go be toivelin? And that sort of shook him out to reality and made him not do the aver. Rav Huna said you could even be toivel in the warm water of a bathhouse. Rav Chista said no, it has to be a regular mikveh. Rav Zeira said if you're relying on the 40 saw going to the mikveh, then you have to go into the mikveh and immerse yourself. If you're relying on the 9 kavim, then he has to be pouring it over you, not just going into it. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Glustara said that the only time they allowed 9 kavim for a balkari was for a sick person who became a balkari ba'onis. But even a sick person, if he became a balkari willingly, he had tashmish, then he would need 40 saw to be toivel in a mikveh. Ravin said that Ravasi said that Tisha Kavim they instituted for a choyla who willingly became a balkari. But a choyla who be'oinis became a balkari, he doesn't need any type of tefillah or any type of pouring at all. What's the machlekes? Why can't we just look back and see how Ezra was mesaken and when he was mesaken? Abaye explained that Ezra was mesaken that for a healthy person who willingly became a balkari, he has to go into a mikvah of 40 saw. A healthy person who became a balkari be'oinis, he only needs Tisha Kavim. That's what Ezra was mesaken. Machlekes is how we compare a choyla to the case of Ezra. Dimi says that a sick person who willingly became a balkari is like a healthy person who willingly became a balkari, and a sick person who became a balkari ba'inus is like a healthy person who became ba'inus. Whereas Ravin says that a sick person who willingly became a balkari is like a healthy person who became a balkari ba'inus, and a sick person who became ba'inus like a balkari does not need anything at all. Rava says that Ezra was never mistaken anything about Tisha Kavim, only mikveh, but he was only mistaken mikveh for a healthy person who willingly became a balkari. The Rabbanan came along with mistaken Tisha Kavim for even a healthy person who became ba'inus. He didn't have the same achleikis as to how they treated a chayla, to what type of healthy person they compared it to, or whether the chayla ba'inis is pater altogether. Rava paskins that a healthy person who willingly became a balkari and also a sick person who willingly became a balkari both need arboim saw to be toivel, whereas a healthy person ba'inis is enough tisha kavim, a chayla ba'inis is pater from any type of tefillah or pouring of water. Bryce says that tisha kavim making a balkari mutter to learn is only when he's learning for himself, but to teach to others he first has to go to the mikveh. Yehuda says that mikveh could be 40 saw in any way, which means he's somehow makel lagabi the mikveh. Some say the Tanakama means that only a chayla who willingly became a balkari would need to go to the mikveh to teach others, but a chayla who became a balkari ba'oinis would a tisha kavim is enough even to teach others. The other says that no, even a chayla who became a ba'oinis, a balkari would need to go to the mikveh of 40 saw before he can teach others. There's also machlekes on what Rabbi Yehuda meant to be makel. One view is he means that it must be in the ground the mikveh, but he's makel and that it could even be ma'im she'uvim. The other view is that he's makel that it could even be in a keli. It doesn't even have to be in the ground. Once happened that a group of Amoraim were eating, or if Papa said, let me do the benching because I put in the Tisha Kavim on myself. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, benching for other people is like teaching Torah to other people, so Tisha Kavim is not enough. Rather give it to me because I went to the mikveh today. Rav Huna said, give it to me because I was not even a Balkari. Rav Chama would be toivel on Erev Pesach because he was going to be mitzi the Rabbin with with the brachas, but Zaklimar of a less hilchas kavase. Mishnah says if someone's davening Shmoneh Esrei remembers he's a Balkari, he should not stop davening, rather he should just shorten the brachas. If a Balkari went to be tovel right before the Zman Kriyashma, if he's able to get out of the water and cover himself before Nates so that he can say Kriyashma, he should do that. If not, he should cover himself with the water and read Kriyashma there, as long as it's not smelly water or water in which flax was soaked. He must then add water to them. The Gemara will explain what this means. How far does he have to move away from them and from wastes? 4 amas. Bryce says that if someone's reading in the Torah and he realizes he's a Balkari, he should just quickly read the words. Shouldn't just walk away. Reb Meir says that a Balkari doesn't have rishus to read more than 3 psukim. Bryce says if you're davening and you see wastes in front of you, you have to walk ahead so that it's 4 amas behind you. If you daven and realize you were next to wastes within 4 amas of yourself, Rabba says you were still yoitza davening. Rava says you were not yet to daven again. Bryce says someone's davening Shmoneh Esrei and then all of a sudden he started to urinate. He has to wait until he finishes and then he can daven again. One says he starts all the way from the beginning and one says he starts from where he stopped.